It wasn't unusual for a fire to snake along the walls, lurking, moving from one location to another, which meant they'd have to check behind the drywall in every room until they found it and extinguished it. Rafe used his drywall hook to cut open a section of wall, checking for smoke in one of the smaller back bedrooms.
"Anything?"
Jackson radioed.
"Still looking,"
Rafe radioed back.
"Not finding anything."
"I don't like this," Jackson said.
"Keep a sharp eye."
Rafe was already doing that. The whole team was in here now, cutting through and dragging down sections of walls to search for smoke, looking for hot spots. When Rafe got to the closet in the hallway, he felt the door. It was hot, and the paint on the outside of the door was bubbling.
"There you are," he whispered, then turned to Rodriguez. "We need to vent this through the roof."
He was about to notify Jackson that they were exiting when he was knocked back off his feet by an explosion. And then everything went dark. Busy shifts in the emergency room at Fort Lauderdale Medical Center were Carmen Lewis's jam. It was a big city emergency room, serving a large population that made for demanding days. Carmen's shifts went fast because she rarely stopped moving. She relished the pace, but even more, she loved helping the sick and injured. She was charting in the station when her friend and fellow nurse, Tess Blackstone, stopped by. "The patient in room 7 is ready for discharge, according to Dr. Lang. Script for pain meds and a follow-up with his personal physician in a week. Room 6 is still waiting for someone to take her up for a CT scan. I just administered another bolus of morphine to room 8 with Dr. Chan's approval." Carmen nodded and updated the patient charts, signing off on the discharge for room 7. "Call CT again and tell them we've been waiting an hour and a half for that scan. What's the status on the patient in room 3?
"Waiting to be taken up for an angiogram."
"Okay, thanks. I'll see what's up with CT again," Tess said, picking up the phone and rolling her eyes at Carmen. Carmen grinned, confident Tess would do her job well. All her nurses did. She had the best staff in the hospital, in her opinion. As triage nurse and supervisor of the department, Carmen had her hands in everything in the ER, which meant she was always managing chaos, just the way she liked it. EMTs rolled in with a firefighter strapped to a stretcher, bringing Carmen to instant alert. She recognized Rafe right away since he and his brothers lived in the house next door to hers. As a nurse running an ER, she never panicked, but she hated seeing someone she knew on that stretcher. His face was covered with ash and grit, but she was happy to see he was awake and seemingly alert as she directed the paramedics to take him into room 5. The attending physician came into the room at the same time to do an assessment.
"Explosion at a house fire,"
EMT Miguel Acosta said.
"He took a pretty good blast that knocked him unconscious."
Acosta and his fellow EMT, Adrian Smith, unstrapped Rafe and moved him from the stretcher onto the ER bed.
"But as you can see," Rafe said, "I'm not unconscious now."